My hand flings a rock 1,000 times older than thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. One of our students just sent a lovely poem in by a gentleman, and in the poem was this phrase, "My hand flings a rock 1,000 times older than thought." Causes you to think, doesn't it? Causes you to ponder a bit. That our hand can fling a rock that is 1,000 times older than thought. We have within our grasp, in the rock itself, an object that is 1,000 times older than thought. But truly, that is just an outward symbol. Think of the inward mind that you and I have, and that inward mind has the 1,000 times older than thoughts that are a billion times older than the rock, a billion times older than thought, that go back to the, if you will, beginning of all thought. Now, all thought exists and always existed and always will exist. There is no new thought. There is no new object. There is no new direction. All thought exists. And that this rock that we can fling is 1,000 times older than thought is interesting, because is it truly 1,000 times older than thought, or is the thought 1,000 times older than the rock, or the thought an infinite, a timeless older than thought, than the rock? You see, the rock is physical substance, and thought has creativity, thought has existence far beyond what any rock might have ever had, to take a turn around on that a little bit. To look at the rock, it's a physical object. It's made up of crystals of one sort of mineral or another, and these have formed into this very strong material that we call a rock. And the rock might be a rock of gold, a rock of a gemstone. It could be anything at all. Or it just could be some normal granite that we experience so many times in so many places on Earth, which ultimately become the silicon that the sand of the sea has. So, these things are human, not human. These things are physical existences. And when we stop and think that substance is a physical existence, and we can hold substance in our hand, and that substance has an agelessness to it, and truly it does, it has an agelessness to it, the thought that we have about that substance is beyond ageless. It is the essence of the foundation of all that ever existed. For nothing can exist unless there is a thought about it. That's interesting, isn't it? Nothing can have any existence unless there is a thought that brought that substance into being. Because a thought has to be that which brings anything in the physical world into being, in the mental world into being, in the spiritual world into being. Thought brings it into the spiritual world too. Yes? We can look at that from many different points of view, and we can say, well, really, from the spiritual point of view, well, what is spiritual that goes beyond thought? You know, we want to make spiritual so significant that it is more significant than thought. But yet, thought is the essence of all that ever was, will be, or can be. It is the concept through which life expresses itself and life reveals itself. Thought is an everlasting thought is an everlasting condition. It's an everlasting concept. It's an everlasting reality, if you will. That's all the same words, of course. But the thing is, thought has no beginning nor end. The rock has a beginning and an end. It disintegrates into its nothingness. Out of its nothingness it comes, and into its nothingness it returns. And while it's here, it's the allness expressing as a portion of the allness, not the allness itself, but only a portion of it. Let's have the thought. Could we have the thought that we are able to see a rock that expresses that which a rock is, great. Now, can we have a thought that says we see the allness for what the allness is? Now, that really is a mind-bender, isn't it? What is the allness for what the allness is? That far exceeds any physical, any thought that we might ever have in our consciousness. It goes far beyond anything we might conceive of in living in the allness. My goodness, it boggles the mind. It goes far farther than we can think. And I would like to have some person play with that if they wish, and many have, I know. And they have not done so satisfactorily, because it is a timeless, boundless concept that seems to have no words that adequately express it. However, the phrase is fascinating. My hand flings a rock 1,000 times older than thought. And let's just say my mind thinks a thought 1,000 times older than any rock I could ever fling. And that more truly is the case. And it is not to belittle the statement, because the statement is profound in itself and causes us to think. And these profound statements that cause us to think are ones that sort of uplift our mind and uplift our hearts into higher levels of awareness, into higher levels of beingness, and higher levels, the lower levels. Who says the levels have any upper or downer about it? But it's fascinating. It's fascinating. Are we ready right now to be aware that thought is reality? Thoughts are things. Thoughts are the rock. Thoughts are the birds. Thoughts are the man. Thoughts are all that exists. Thoughts are all the conceptions, are all the considerations of something that might be. Thoughts are that which is, which is not, and which always will be. Kind of a unique way of looking at it, isn't it? But think about it. As we think that thought is what it really is, quite fascinating, we will stop thinking of thought as something that we want to have, or that we want to express, or that we want to know, and it is something that we are. When Einstein stopped thinking about the theory of relativity, he just let it go. The concept came to him, and he was able to perceive it. But as long as he was boggling around in the mind thought that he had, boggling around in the mental attitudes that he had about it, he could never get the answer. Only when he was still and he let that infinite awareness, the infinite allness of the concept reveal itself to him, was it revealed to him. Thought is so fantastic and so glorious and so wonderful, we should hold it precious indeed in our hearts, minds, and souls, for it is something very wonderful, very special, very terrific. Older, a stone, 1,000 times older than thought. Kind of nice. It causes us to think, and we can only say, nothing can transcend the thought itself, because it is ageless, timeless. It is the allness. It is the beingness. Think about that. I think it's quite fascinating. Have yourself a lovely day, and know that as you think these thoughts, as you let the divine in you be revealed, as I seek to let the divine in me be revealed all the time, instead of life being boring, life is more fascinating, more exciting, more charming, more wonderful than I could have ever dreamed it could be. Join with me in this fascination for life, for it truly is an exciting, glorious experience. I love you. I love you. I love you.